The state of Indian country is strong, according to the president of the National Congress of American Indians. Today, Jefferson Keel presented the State of Indian Nations address in Washington, D.C. But as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, despite advancements in tribal governing, leaders are worried about the coming sequester and what it means for Indian health services.
Keel rattled off a long list of recent successes, from the Cobell settlement to record levels of energy production in Indian country to stronger government-to-government relationships. But he made clear the near future will be difficult.
The trust responsibility is not a line item, and we're not a special interest group.
He went on, warning that the coming budget cuts could devastate essential services to natives.
We urge Congress to acknowledge their constitutional responsibility to honor our sacred trust by holding tribal governments harmless in the sequester and beyond. As President Obama said in the State of the Union address just 2 days ago, the federal government must keep the promises they've already made.
The sequester is set to take effect March 1st. On that date, government agencies will need to start cutting at least 8% of their budgets. Yvette Rubidoux leads the Indian Health Service. She says the sequester would slash nearly all aspects of the federal government, but the effects would hurt most in Native communities.
3,000 inpatient admissions and 804,000 outpatient visits would have to be cut to be able to absorb the sequesters.
Keel put a more human face on the figures, saying the cuts to IHS would hit at the community level, not just jobs in Washington, D.C.
It will affect whether or not a young mother may or may not be able to access health care for her unborn child. It will access whether or not elderly people will be able to afford their medications or afford to go to the doctor.
Keel says he's trying to sway members of Congress to exempt Native services from the sequester, but there isn't much time. Haines native Jackie Peta is the executive director of NCAI. She originally thought IHS would be exempt from the sequester. Now she's preparing tribes for all sorts of cuts beyond health care.
We've been talking with tribes a lot about things like lean management, how to be able to take on some of those principles and really scale to the ways to address our most critical needs and be efficient and effective with the use of federal funds that we do have in our communities.
And regardless of what happens with the sequester, federal budgets need to shrink because of the Budget Control Act. That means all sorts of Native services will feel the pinch. The new chair of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell, made clear the committee has a full docket, but getting appropriate funding for any of them will be hard.
The Native American Housing Assistance Self-Determination Act expires this year. We have a farm bill that we need to reauthorize, the Elementary and Secondary School Act, which expired in 2008, is well past its due date for reauthorization. The issue of tax reform and making sure that the IRS deals with tribes in a fair way on tribal taxation issues.
Most in Congress publicly say the sequester will happen. What's unclear is whether it will be permanent. Congress could pass a fix once the cuts go into effect. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.